There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The Lexus RX. With dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen, it's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, welcome along. This is Activity Quest, the podcast that is packed and crammed full of things that you can do. I'm your host, Dan. Thank you so much for listening. This week, you can go on an adventure with Sean. He is geocaching in today's episode. It's a game that involves finding containers hidden all around the world. You find them, you put things in them, and you rehide them for someone else. He's talking to expert geocacher Chris all about the game and how you can hide your own. Then Bex is finding out about the Reading is Magic Book Festival. It's happening online from Sunday. Filled with authors that you love, talking all about the stories that inspire them. George is back. He's taking us across the UK, finding out what's happening near you, from a walk around the World Museum in Liverpool to surfing with a guy named Shaggy in Kent. And we're back visiting the Mini Motley Farm with Anna Louise to find out what's happening this week. Now, every week on Activity Quest, we get out and about, finding out what's happening near you. This time, it is quite literally near you, wherever you are. No matter where you are in the UK or in the world, you're never far from this adventure. You're never far from a really special type of hidden treasure. Have a listen to this. Sean's finding out more.
About 1,000 miles above your head, all the way up in space, there's a network of satellites working hard to help people all over the world find out where they are. They form part of something called GPS, which is what I use to get anywhere in my entire life. And it stands for the Global Positioning System. And 20 years ago, on the 2nd of May, the Global Positioning System became available to the public. And the very next day, a man called David Ulmer hid a box and then posted the coordinates online. And ever since then, millions of people all over the world have been doing the same thing. And you might have heard about it. It's a phenomenon called geocaching.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I am from Geocaching HQ in Seattle. Geocaching, at its most basic, is a game in which someone hides a container in the real world for other people to find, and then people use the geocaching app or geocaching.com to try to find that container. And once they find the container, they sign a logbook inside the container, rehide the container, and then share their experience online with other people.
So I'm just outside London and I'm on the hunt for my first ever geocache. I'm using my phone as a GPS, as I always am. I would recommend, if you're going to go on a geocaching mission, leaving the house with a full charge. So this should get me close, and then I need to open my eyes and have a good look around, really.
Geocaches often contain items to trade. So there might be small trinkets, like, for instance, toy cars or rubber balls, small toy items like that. So for that reason, it's a really great family hobby. Geocache containers really vary in size, though. You might find a geocache that is as small as your thumb, or one that is as big as a room. And that's one of the great things about the game, is there's so much variety and so many different ways to play the game, and you can play it according to however you personally want to play it.
While we're chatting at the moment, Chris, the world is still a little bit mad. There's still a lot of restrictions in place. What would be your advice for geocaching safely in these rather weird times that we're living in?
Sure. Geocaching has often been cited as an example of an activity that can be enjoyed during the pandemic. Of course, you want to have a grown-up with you when you go out geocaching. But because you can be socially distanced from other people, especially if you go for a hike, for instance, away from urban areas, and you'll often find geocaches away from urban areas where you can go on hikes, that's one of the reasons that it can be a safe activity. Many geocachers have taken additional precautions, such as using hand sanitizer or washing their hands immediately after handling a geocache, which also helps. But honestly, I think that's something you should be doing anytime, regardless of whether there is a pandemic.
So I think, actually, I don't want to excite everybody here, but I think I found it. I think I found what I'm looking for. It's just down here, and here it is. It's hidden in a... Oh, they've hidden it in a camouflage bag, the sneaky sneakers. One thing all geocaches have in common is a logbook, and all you do is sign the logbook to say that you found the geocache. Now, I can also register that online at geocaching.com to tell others that I've been here. So I found my geocache, but that's not all. Now I've found a cache, I know what makes a good one, and I can even hide my own, can't I, Chris?
Well, the first thing that we suggest, if you're going to hide your own geocache, is to find some geocaches first, so you get an idea of about... what makes a good geocache. You can find out what you like about other geocaches and then try to put those ideas into your own geocache. And then we suggest that people, first of all, make sure to read the geocache hiding guidelines on geocaching.com, that they contain a lot of information for having a successful geocache. Also, make sure that you are ready to maintain your geocache. You don't want to just put one out there and then forget about it. One of the responsibilities of being a geocache owner is that you will maintain the geocache. So make sure that you live close by, and so you can check on it occasionally, and especially check on it if other geocachers, when they log your geocache, suggest that there might be an issue with it.
Nice. So it's not just a way to enjoy the outdoors as well. It's also a way to give back. Isn't there something called cash in and trash out?
Yes, cash in and trash out, which is also known as CIDO or CIDO within the geocaching community, is an environmental initiative. It is supported by the worldwide geocaching community. And what it is geocachers and community groups work together at organized events to help improve outdoor spaces and preserve the natural beauty of geocache-friendly spaces by picking up trash and removing invasive species. And since CIDO was launched, there have been more than 16,000 CIDO events around the world, and over 8 million liters of garbage have been collected during that time.
That is amazing. Chris, I think that is the complete guide, I think, to geocaching. I think I've got everything I need. Thank you so much for chatting to us on Activity Quest.
It is my pleasure, and I hope everyone gets out there and tries this great game.
So I've really enjoyed my time geocaching. It's a great way to get out and about and see what's near you. And as well, a bonus at the moment is that it is very safe and also very social distancing. So big thanks to Chris for walking me through it. And you can find out more about geocaching by going straight to geocaching.com. That's geocaching.com.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks, Chris. Geocaching.com holds the largest list of geocaches near you. You'll need to get a grown-up to sign up. And remember, you should never go geocaching alone. Always get the help of an adult or someone you trust. And remember, if you try anything that we mention on Activity Quest on any episode, you need to let us know. One of the ways that you can do that is by leaving a 5-star review. Remember, every week we ask for loads of emojis, different emojis in the reviews as well. Thanks to the family on Apple Podcasts, Yeats183624 and Philly Boy Smith as well, who commented so many art palettes and then added, it won't let me do any more. Maisie also got in touch to say that she loves the podcast, that she would definitely recommend it to her best mates. And also, can we make the next emoji an ice skate? Because she says she's on her bronze medal of ice skating, and she's really happy she did a trick that she managed to get right. Tricks on ice skates. That both amazes and terrifies me, Maisie. She also made a colour wheel from last week's episode, and it was amazing. Maisie, I hope you sent in your colour wheel for Liz to see. There's a big exhibition happening. Did you hear about this? If you missed it, listen back to last week's episode to find out how you can get involved. Yeah, let's go for it. Ice skates is the emoji of the week. I want to see loads of emojis when you leave a review for us over on Apple Podcasts, letting us know what you think. Remember, we want to hear what you're up to when you're out and about. Get in touch over at funkidslive.com/activityquest. To do that, why don't you send us your thoughts as a video or as an audio clip as well? You can upload pictures too, and then we might use them, stick them in future episodes. Now, as the nights draw in, don't you think one of the best things ever is curling up in the corner, getting all nice, snuggly, getting cozy, and making your own reading nook. You can throw down some fluffy blankets, maybe some pillows. If you're lucky, maybe grab a hot chocolate as well to really top things off. Now, somewhere you can go to find out all about the magic of reading is the Reading is Magic Festival. It's 6 days of free online chats with authors and illustrators. It starts on Sunday, and Bex is finding out more.
All right, so I am joined down the line by Fritha Lindqvist, and she is an amazing and quite inspirational person because she has helped to sort out the brand new Reading is Magic Festival. Hey, Fritha.
Hello, hi Bex.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Reading is Magic Festival because it sounds pretty awesome.
It is awesome. So the Reading is Magic Festival was an idea that came about because of that pesky coronavirus that we've all been dealing with this year.
Yeah.
So I'm the programmer. I have the exciting job of programming book events for the Bath Children's Literature Festival, which happens every autumn. And this autumn, like a lot of events, we had to cancel because of the coronavirus. So we thought, what can we do? Usually hundreds of children get the opportunity to come and see all these wonderful authors and illustrators and poets and speakers at the Bath Children's Literature Festival. They're not going to be able to do it this year. So let's bring the events to them in a digital format. And the idea for the Reading is Magic Festival was born. And it came about because our curator was the wonderful UK Waterstones Children's Laureate, Cressida Cowell.
It's starting on the 27th of September, completely free. 25 free events with authors,
that's
illustrators
great.
And poets. Isn't that great?
Yeah,
yes.
Brilliant.
And so it's all these festivals, Borders, Boswell, Bradford, Brooklyn Book Festival, Henley. They're all getting together to create this Reading is Magic Festival, which is lovelily based around my charter, my reading charter, my Waterstones reading.
And one of the key things that she says all the time is that reading is magic and magic is for everyone.
Which is at these 10 points, you know, reading yeah. being for everyone and children be allowed to be creative for at least 15 minutes a week. And everyone being every child having the right to see themselves reflected in a book.
So we thought, wouldn't it be great to have a digital festival for children that was called Reading is Magic?
Oh, that's so exciting. I love that reading can do that as well, because it is it's a really tricky time right now for big festivals like this. So what does it mean for our listeners? What can they get involved with? How do they get into the festival?
So the main thing to know about the festival is that it is 100% free. You don't have to pay at all to watch any of the events. There are going to be over 25 events running from the 27th of September to the 2nd of October. So most of them will happen when your listeners are at school. So I think the number one thing to do is to tell your teachers that the festival is happening. Tell them the website, www.readingismagicfestival.com, because if your teachers go on there, they can sign up so that you can watch the events as part of your learning in the class. And it'll be a really fun thing to do as well. Or you can watch the events at home later. You don't have to watch them at the point of broadcast. They will be available for free for the rest of the year. For the whole of 2020, you can watch them for free.
I was going to ask you about that because, yeah, sometimes you miss things and then you're like, no, I want to go back to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You have some amazing events lined up. I mean, a lot of authors that I've spoken to at Fun Kids who I love, like Elle McNichol, obviously Cressida Cowell. You've also got an amazing kind of session about writing mysteries with Robin Stevens, Shana Jackson, Serena Patel and Catherine Woodfine. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes, yes. Because everybody loves a mystery, don't they? It's such a popular genre, that whodunit. So we've gathered together some brilliant mystery authors. So Robin Stevens, who's the author of the Murder Most Unladylike books, just a brilliant mystery writer. Shana Jackson, who writes the high-rise mystery books and recently won the Waterstones Book Prize for the younger fiction category. And Serena Patel, who's a newer author writing mystery, Anisha, Accidental Detective. So we've gathered those three authors together and they're in conversation with Catherine Woodfine, who also is a brilliant mystery writer. And they're going to share their top tips on how to write your own mysteries. So how you can put your lives and your experiences into your own mystery stories.
And I know you're probably not meant to play favourites, but do you have one you're particularly looking forward to the most?
Ooh, that's really hard. That's a hard question. I tell you what I'm really looking forward to. On Monday, the 28th of September, we have got an event with Adam Murphy, who is a comic book creator. So he writes a really good series of books called Corpse Talk, and where he kind of brings dead characters from history back to life, but through cartoons. So they're really funny, and it's a really cool way to learn about history. And he's going to be doing an event where he teaches us how to create our own comic portraits, our own sort of cartoon portraits of ourselves. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Well, hopefully next year I'll get to visit Bath in the festival. But in the meantime, we can all check it out online right now. Fritha, thank you so much for telling us all about it.
Thanks for having me, Bex. It's been brilliant.
Now, from the virtual world, we're headed to the real one and finding out what's happening elsewhere.
How do you fancy yourself as the next Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy? They're both golfers, and you can be too, because Haydon Hill Golf Club is just outside of Wallingford in Oxfordshire, and lessons start at £35. You'll be taught the rules of the game, how to grip your club, and hopefully how to score a hole-in-one. The lessons are taught by golfing coach Tom Hartley, and they're suitable for all ages. You can find out more at haydonhillgolf.co.uk. But if you're after something a little more wet and wild, then Kent Surf School in Broadstairs is the place. This is Andrew.
Shaggy to all my surf friends, right? Because I look like Shaggy out of Scooby-Doo. I have been surfing since the age of 13 years old, and the surf school has been open since 2005. The age for surfing, we're saying 8 years old is the best to start from. You know, you get some little nippers that we offer private lessons to, but 8 years old to be part of our groups here. Kent Surf School.
It's your last chance to get in the sea before it becomes a little too cold, and Kent Surf School goes into hibernation at the end of October.
So if you're wondering about doing surfing, come and book at Kent Surf School straight away at Viking Bay Broadstairs. If you're going to get into it, obviously have a lesson first, learn about the sea safety before hiring any equipment and before buying any equipment. Always have a lesson, because we can teach you all about the safety, rip currents, tides, winds, to safely be a surfer. That's the best way to start.
Thanks, Shaggy. Book now at kentsurfschool.co.uk. And Liverpudlians can discover treasures from around the world in the World Museum. You can meet live fish in the aquarium, see live bugs, including spiders and insects in the bug house, take a walk through ancient Egypt, see objects from the Americas and every other continent. Plus, go back in time and discover replica skeletons of dinosaurs and see a lion in the African plains. You must book in advance at liverpoolmuseums.org.uk. Tickets are free. There's a suggested donation of £5 per person, which you can pay online. And it's open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now, remember, the rules on what you can and what you can't do, and who you can and who you can't do things with, and who you can and who you can't see, they're changing all the time, every week. And they also vary depending on where you are in the UK. So with whatever ideas we're giving you to do, you need to check before you travel and book in advance wherever you can, and always follow the local guidance. Now, the good thing about something like Anna Louise's farm is that you don't have to worry much because you're outside a lot of the time. She has 100 rescue, rare breed and homebred animals on Mini Motley Farm. And it's everything. Anything from miniature horses to miniature sheep, miniature chickens, guinea fowl, guinea pigs, pheasants, rabbits, hatching chicks. So much going on there. So let's head over there again to find out what she's been up to this week.
You'll remember the miniature rare breed chicks born, oh, a couple of months ago. Time has been flying by and they've been growing day by day. And it's been so exciting to watch them hatch out of their eggs and then develop and flourish over the weeks. And they've gone from tiny little fluffy chicks wobbling around, and now they're still small because they're miniature, but they've all got their full feathers through, and they're all different colours, a big rainbow batch of chicks, that's for sure. And you'll remember that thanks to your suggestions, we named one of the chicks Chickpea. They were all brilliant, so thank you so much if you sent in a suggestion. We named Chickpea because she is a beautiful colour of golden and cream, and that's what chickpeas are like if you've ever eaten them. But she's also got a whole variety of colours within her feathers. So she's got a yellowish golden face, and she's got a pastel cream chest, and the rest of her body is a mixed up mottled cream with flecks of black feathers coming through, grey colours. She's got fluffy white feet, bright green eyes, and a yellow beak. So she's rather beautiful. And she's got a really feisty personality. She's full of character. She loves to dance around. She loves to jump up in the air. She loves to fly up onto her perch at night. And she loves to scramble down the stairs first, the leader of the flock. First thing in the morning, she is down for her breakfast. And it's been one of our highlights of this year, watching them grow. They are a real surprise, a big treat for us. And we always say these chicks are a bit like pick and mix. We never know what we're going to get when they all turn up. And that is the best thing about hatching chicks. They keep you on your toes.
Thank you very much, Anna Louise. Right, that's about it from us at Activity Quest this week. Whatever you do, make sure you tell us. Get to funkidslive.com/activityquest. Remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever you're listening to this. And we want to see loads of ice skates in the emojis for Maisie, who's been specialising in ice skating tricks over the last week. So be really creative with how you're using and sending us your ice skates as well. Now, I've been Dan. Thank you for listening. This has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. You can listen to me, on your DAB digital radio online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker every weekday from 1 o'clock. Just say, play Fun Kids, and I will appear as if by magic. Got loads of silly songs, got stories, and you can listen to the Animal Hour too, all your favourite creatures in one place, from 2 o'clock every weekday afternoon. I will see you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.